Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ridha alayhi salam. This hadith is about his son, Imam Al-Jawad. As you know, today marks the martyrdom of the ninth Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this most grave and solemn day. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ridha alayhi salam describes his son Imam Jawad alayhi salam and one of his virtues. A person named Safwan ibn Yahya, one of the transmitters of hadith, he said, "I visited Al-Ridha alayhi salam and Abu Ja'far, Imam Al-Jawad, who was 3 years old, was standing there. We asked him," meaning we asked Imam Ridha alayhi salam, "may Allah sacrifice us for you, if, God forbid, something happened to you, who will be the Imam after you?" He said, "This son of mine," pointing towards him. We asked him, "while he is still this young?" The Imam replied, "Of course, while he is still this young. Verily Allah, blessed and most high, made Jesus his divine proof on the earth when he was just 2 years old." You know, many hadiths have been narrated regarding the virtues of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. One of them is the following. Yahya al-San'ani, a transmitter of hadiths, he narrates the following. "I visited Abul Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam when he was in Mecca. I saw him peel a banana and feed it to Abu Ja'far. I asked him, may I be your ransom?" He fed it to his son, Imam Jawad. "Is this the blessed newborn, Al-Mawlud Al-Mubarak?" He said, "Yes, O Yahya. This is the newborn, the likes of whom there is none other born into Islam, and upon our Shia more blessed than him." And in one tradition, Abdullah ibn Sa'id narrates that Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Umar al-Tanuki said to him, "I saw Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad talking to a bull and the bull shook his head. Then I said to him, no, but can you not command the bull to talk to you?" He then recited the verse, "we have been taught the speech of the birds, and we have been given out of everything." He then said to it, "say, there is no God but Allah, the only one, and he has no partner," and stroked its head with his palm. The bull then said, and the bull started to speak and said, "there is no God but Allah, the only one, and he has no partner." And in one tradition, Ali ibn al-Hasan al-Wasiti, he said, "I brought an item to him from Isfahan made of silver in order to present him to my master Abul Ja'far al-Jawad. When the people left his company, after he had answered all their questions, he stood up and left. I followed him and met a helper of his from whom I requested to seek permission to see Abu Ja'far. I entered and saluted him, and he returned my salutations with signs of dislike on his face. He did not come to sit down, so I approached him and emptied all that was in my sleeve before him. He looked at me in anger, then he looked to the right and left and said, 'Allah has not created me for this, and what has play got to do with me?' I asked him, to forgive me, he forgave me, and then I took the things and left. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.